There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills the place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
I invite you now to close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and turn within, becoming centered in that inner sanctuary of your soul. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into the sacred, infinite presence. Hold it for a few seconds, feeling spirit moving gently through you now. And as you breathe out, just let go. Let go of any physical tension anywhere in your body. Feel your body relax. And as the tension melts away, let go of anything that is keeping you from realizing the truth of your being. Release yourself from the clutches of worry, unworthiness, doubt, and fear. Let go of any limitation that you have put on spirit or on yourself. Right now, in the stillness, our sole purpose is to make connection with spirit. To know that spirit is right here, right now. That we are at this moment and always immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. God is present, surrounding us, enfolding us in pure love, pure light, and energy, and expressing as us. God's will for each one of us is ever unfolding good. Claim that good now, knowing that you were created to reveal the majesty and power of the divine. Your very essence is of God. You are one with the one. In this consciousness, we know that we never need to get God's attention. We've always had it. Spirit lives and moves and has its being through us as us. Spirit loves us unconditionally. There is nothing we have done or left undone that can keep God from loving us. All that is needed is for us to change our minds about the uncompromising nature of God's presence, love, acceptance, power, and wisdom. All that is needed is for us to expand our container, our consciousness. Spirit's will is to provide for us, to see us grow, to encourage us, and show us the unlimited possibilities that are our divine inheritance. Prayer is centering your attention on the truth of your wholeness and the truth of what Spirit is. Spirit's presence is constant. Spirit's love is absolutely unconditional. Spirit's supply for us is inexhaustible. In this consciousness, take a moment to think about a prayer need in your heart. Perhaps it's for healing, for peace, harmony in a relationship, or prosperity. Perhaps it's your heart's desire, a secret longing that you've never shared with anyone. In your mind's eye, see yourself surrounded in a beautiful white light that is pure energy, pure power, pure love. You are in the light. You are the light. Now bring that prayer request into the light and take a moment to feel your cup expand. Feel your heart, mind, and soul opening to the truth that what you want, what you need is already yours. Give thanks for it. It is just waiting for you to accept, to embrace the idea that it is yours. Visualize your prayer already answered and the emotion you feel. O loving, all-powerful Creator, we are in deep gratitude for your inexhaustible supply. We uplift our souls and open our hearts and minds to your all-providing good. We accept your love, your grace, your many gifts. We do seek first the kingdom, knowing that all of our needs will be abundantly met. We give up any sense of a life separate from you. We live in divine expectation from an ever-expanding awareness of what is spiritually true. And we are so grateful. So it is. Amen. And now, in deep gratitude and celebration, let's join together in joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Dean and Lois and Jan, for that service. And now comes the time when we're able to give back a portion of that which the Lord has given to us. So let's take our gift in our hands and let us affirm the divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, Lord. And let us join together in our last hymn of the day, hymn number 88, Sweet Hour of Prayer.